What's the theme song to...
This is Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Which is one of the newest additions to the top 20 Halloween songs that you need to have on your playlist. So I'm just going to let that play in the background.
It is actually a banger track,
I'm a DJ.
Wait, this one is a banger track?
This, yeah.
Imagine if you put this on at a party, though.
Yeah, I would party to it, but just like, we want to vibe out.
There must be some remixes, eh?
Yeah, this actually would... remix version of this song would go off at a Halloween party, for sure.
I could hear some Travis Scott over the top of this. Put it up.
Can you do an impression? Where's my roll?
It's lit!
Is that what he does?
It's lit! Yeah, that's exactly what he does.
You've got such a high squeaky voice.
Well, he does it because it's like... he does the auto-tune. He's like, yeah!
It's lit! You know how you have a new girlfriend now? Don't let her listen to this.
Yeah.
Tell her to stop listening at this
point.
Skip this one. You should be like, it's lit. Anyway, if you are looking for inspiration for a Halloween playlist, then a website called Play Like Mum has done the work for you. So they searched 998 playlists with like a playlist mining software program with a total of 123,077 songs.
23.
A lot of songs.
Yeah,
right?
Songs.
There are lots of songs. Anyway, if you're looking for inspiration ahead of your Halloween celebrations, or maybe you just like to get spooky in your spare time, I'm not here to judge you. There is a website called Play Like Mum who did a very helpful thing, and they mined over 990 playlists with over 100,000 songs, and they searched for songs in playlists containing the words Halloween party.
Oh.
And from that, they did some science, probably, some magic.
Because it's such a huge...
You sounded like a ghoul.
Thing over in America.
You were coming back from the dead.
Huge. It's massive in the States. Not so much here, but it is fun.
Oh, I mean, it's a thing here, isn't it? Do you guys go trick-or-treating when you were kids?
100%. Yeah.
I didn't do it much trick-or-treating. I feel like it's as you get older, it's like, oh, yeah, Halloween party, let's get drunk.
Yeah, but, or like little fireworks. Do not recommend, but lots of people did that where I was from.
One time I dressed up just in my tap dancing shoes to go trick-or-treating.
What
did
you
tap,
mean?
Did you tap the town? Like, tap the town?
Like, tap the town?
Did you tap along?
Instead of knocking,
did you do a tap dance?
That was my trick.
But you wore no other outfit?
No, I was just wearing normal clothes. And
I would
like,
have told you, get the fuck off my lawn.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, put a costume on.
I was too old. I was like 14.
Who's this 14-year-old tap dancer? On our lawn.
Steph, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
We went to the same school at that point.
I'm an embarrassing kind of gal.
Do you know what I was doing? Probably that exact same year. I dressed so slutty, man. Oh.
What did you go as?
I don't even think it was a proper thing. I think I was like maybe a bride, like a scary bride, but I just had a white corset and a little white skirt and a veil.
I think
and like,
I remember this.
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Wow.
It was on Facebook.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that.
And did you think she looks cool?
I was like, cool tattoo. Can you tell me about your tattoo?
And then I had a big fight with my boyfriend. But one of the songs I remember playing on that night was this, and probably my favourite Halloween jam. I feel like I challenge you to put that on at any Halloween party and not see it go off.
What are we at with Thriller in a Halloween party?
Yeah, now, I'm glad you asked, because it's number two on the list.
Controversial.
It's a very controversial call to
because
play Michael Jackson these days.
I still love Michael Jackson music.
Like
I'll play it anytime.
Some people can separate the art from the man from the music. Mm. Some people can't.
What about Kanye?
Yeah.
Can you play that?
Oh.
Will you play that?
I like
quite
a lot of Kanye.
Because you can play Monster.
Oh, yeah. Nicki Minaj's verse is so great in that I don't feel like that should ever go to waste.
Steph rapped it on The Night Show years ago.
Can you do part of it?
With a bad bitch came from Sri Lanka. First things first, I'll eat your brains. Because I'm a marketer, but nope.
You did a really
teeth
convincing
and bangs,
job.
Because that's what I'm a motherfucking monster. No.
Do you remember that segment, by the way?
No.
It was the one where you and Marty.
Was it stars in their eyes?
Stars in their ears. And you had to try and sound exactly like the person.
You'd be quite good at that.
I could do a good Shakira.
Poor Marty didn't quite get it.
You're good too.
Come and do me no gala.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, Halloween.
Anyway, so that's number two on the list, actually. I'm just going to rattle it off for you.
Okay.
Number one, Monster Mash. Number two, Thriller. Number three, This Is Halloween. I think that's like, This Is Halloween.
Oh, you know that one? The skeleton's dancing?
Yeah, I think so. Number four, Time Warp. From the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Highway to Hell, AC/DC is number five. Six, Somebody's Watching Me.
Nice.
That one's good.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to do the top 10 here. Disturbia from Rihanna, which we heard before. Spooky Scary Skeletons. Do not know what that is. Halloween Theme. Main title, I guess, from the movie.
Yeah.
And then Don't Fear the Reaper, which is an absolute jam. But this one came in at number 16, shockingly.
What? Halloween themed?
Yeah, you're toxic.
Like a potion.
Yeah, potion, poison, I don't know.
That's a little bit of a stretch in my head. But
you know, like, no.
This banger, is, but stretch.
This is a late entry, as in it's a recent song. This one comes in at number 15, so it beats Britney.
Bad Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad
Guy by Billie Eilish.
A bit dark.
Yeah, it's got a little creepsy something going on here.
Yeah.
This one is number 20, and I believe it deserves to be higher. Nelly Furtado. It was her triumphant comeback.
Nelly Furtado.
Absolute banger. Now, this one, maybe somebody else can explain. I don't understand why this one is at number 12.
It must be on a soundtrack to a scary movie. Must be, eh?
Don't get me wrong, I love it. It's a bit creepy, I guess.
Mm. What's it called again?
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams.
Looking for something.
Yeah, it's from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, there you go. Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to put up that list on theedge.co.nz, so if you haven't already, you can check it out and get lit this Halloween. What are you guys going to do?
Yeah, I'll get my committee together. We'll get litty.
Oh.
Now I'll probably just put up a sign on my door saying no trick-or-treaters here, please.
Are you one of those people? Oh, my God.
No circulars,
are you
no
actually one of those people? Yes. You genuinely have put up a no trick-or-treater sign?
Every single year.
Do you get many trick-or-treaters in your neck of the woods?
Steve, how can you be such a grinch?
I don't want it. I'm not a supporter of it.
Dressed up in your fucking little tap shoes when you were 14 and went and asked people for lollies, and now you don't think that you have to return the favour?
Nah.
Nope. So if little cute children come and knock on your door, you're going to turn them away?
No, they're not cute.
And some of them are.
Nah. Oh. Because you always get the group, you always get an eye.
You throw a carrot out the window, fucking have your fire
and then they and then they trick you.
I realise that I am such a hypochondriac by saying this, but you always get the group of kids that's like, yeah, like three of them have dressed like quite hard out. And then you've got like one who's just like holding a violin. And I realise.
Holding a violin?
What like, the fuck?
This is a very specific trauma, isn't it, that you're recounting?
There's just always kids with minimal effort.
Like you with your tap shoes.
No.
Perhaps you and the violinist can get together and do like a little performance.
If I buy candy, I want to have all of the candy.
Oh, Steph, fuck.
My candy.
We've got some unpacking to do with you later. I'm going to come and knock on your fucking door and demand some candy. What about you, Oscar? Do you get people trick-or-treating at your house?
No, I never do anything really. But I did think to myself, it would be quite fun to do something this year, but I'll think about it and then probably not do it.
If a group of little children dressed as ghosts came to your house, would
you... They don't really come through our area because we actually live in the woods, so it's probably too spooky.
Too
because
scary.
It's genuinely too spooky.
Ooh. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, our neighbor,
take your little violin and play yourself a sad song.
I can't believe this from you. I really thought you'd be super into
it. I'm actually quite surprised too. Yeah.
I don't think it matches your personality.
Really?
No. To be such a bitch.
Yeah. No, yeah. Every year. I'm thinking about actually just doing like a proper computer printout, laminate it, so you just get it out every year instead of having to
your
do it.
Your house is like the one in all those movies where they're like trick or treating. They're like, oh, don't go near that.
Yeah, don't go near old woman Steph's house.
I hear she's tapping away. You can hear tapping in the halls. And she'll get you.
That's it. That's the scary bedtime story, is it? That's how you know she's coming. Oh, well, that's a scary thought.
Mm.
I'm going to be at a wedding, so opposite of Halloween, unfortunately. But I mean, not unfortunately about the wedding, but just that I can't get dressed up because I do love a dress up. Oh, sorry.
Dress up at the wedding. Be brave.
That would not go down well at all. But I do
dress as the bride.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you could be the corpse bride.
It would be very fitting because she would literally murder me and then it would be
you'd be there.
That would be perfect for Halloween. Two tips for this Halloween, ladies and gentlemen, coming from me, your friendly Halloween ghost lady. One, any costume will sing with a pair of coloured contacts. It is the most cost-effective way to make yourself look wildly good on Halloween.
Oh.
I've done like creepy white ones and been a fortune teller before. Mm. I've done like red ones and been the devil. You can put minimal effort into everything else. You've got some contacts. You are fucking looking cool.
Great advice.
Thank you. And they're not that expensive. Secondly, do not dress as Jeffrey Dahmer this Halloween.
Yeah, let's put a blanket ban on that.
Let's not do that. Otherwise, we'll put you in the bin.
Which is ironic because he famously wore coloured contacts. So
did he actually?
Yeah, that was definitely a thing. So there you go.
Talking out the trash.